me start this Stellar Wisdom Wednesday broadcast off today by telling you, quite simply, told you so. This isn't even difficult to figure out what's going on here with this pipeline. Just like with the Corona Doom and the Corona hoax virus, it was an opportunity that presents itself for the Malthusian lunatics that are at the top of the food chain and the global cabal. What did you think? This is the amazing thing. What did people think they were going to do with the opportunity? Did they think they would go, oh, we're so sorry that we tried to force you into golf carts and living a nomadic lifestyle in between camps, scrounging for food with no fire or anything to cook it on? We're so sorry that we kind of pushed you that way. We didn't mean it. It was intentional. The opportunity comes up, and look, the demons can't help themselves anymore. Remember the movie? I bet many of you have forgotten about it and haven't seen it. They probably took it down. You probably can't find it on YouTube any longer, but it was called Out of Shadows. Remember, and at the end of Out of Shadows, the filmmakers, the two stuntmen, they used to be very popular stuntmen, said that one of the things that they had discovered is that their demonically possessed, obsessed, and infatuated colleagues in Hollyweird it made no attempt. Once their eyes were open and they saw what was going on, they're like, they don't even try to hide their possession, their obsession, their infatuation with evil. And this is, of course, a fruit or a rotten fruit of the fall. Because the fall came about, obviously, as a result of the sin of pride. Anyway, I'm not going to get into the entire theology of it. However, I can back this up. We have a story today in the pile and stack O'Prep here today. Not sure if Mrs. O'Connell actually did you print this one out about Terry Crews? No, okay. Well, I can give you the paraphrase version. So the actor Terry Crews, who plays President Camacho in Idiocracy, fesses up that he was a porn addict. And that, now he doesn't say how he kicked it, but he did. And he fesses up in this interview. He's got a book coming out that he's writing, an audio book coming out that he's writing with his wife. And he says in the promo for the book that he could not rely upon his buddies in Hollyweird because they had no interest in helping him. And they weren't his real friends. And indeed, if they would have found out that he had this this addiction thing going, they would have exacerbated it. There it is. Terry Crews details how porn addiction almost ended his marriage with wife Rebecca. And the headline is Fame Just Made It Worse. Now, this is entirely to be expected, folks. No one should be surprised by any of this. I'm not surprised by any of this. As a matter of fact, I'm not surprised about the gas lines. This is exactly what you would expect to see from a gang of people that think that they can make trillions of dollars by forcing everyone to buy solar panels, drive hybrid cars, or whatever the hell else they have up their sleeve. Stop eating cows. You know, Mitch Chur and I were watching something last night, and we saw this commercial came on. I'd have to ask her what it was for because I don't remember, but we both went, oh, that's just disgusting, man. Stop it. As a matter of fact, it was so bad she went, boop, hit the channel like, I'm not watching this show anymore because I'll have to watch that stupid commercial. It was for the fake chicken. It was imagine, imagine, We already know that the demons out there that have taken up residence inside the noggins of so many powerful people, that they can't help but broadcast what it is that they're doing and who they are. We also know that one of the ways that you can tell that when someone is going down that path or is completely thrown in is they don't have the ability to deal with reality. The fake chicken meat. This wasn't an impossible burger or an impossible sausage. This was fake chicken nuggets. What's it called? Morning Star Farms. There's nothing Morning Star and there's nothing farmy about this. In any event, this is an inability to deal with reality. And the reality is this. We have digestive systems and teeth and saliva glands and what have you that are specifically made by God to eat meat with. That's why you're able to eat it and process it. There it is. Morning Star Farms. Vegan buffalo wings. That just looks vile and disgusting. But they're like, oh, you'll never miss the chicken.
It's funny. I remember a time where they had a YouTube video about some pink mystery meat that McDonald's was supposedly using for their chicken nuggets. Everybody was crazy and alarmed by that. This, perfectly acceptable.
Yeah. 200 calories, only 1 gram of saturated fats. You'll never miss the chicken. Yeah, I will. But this is again, all these impossibles. Well, they are impossible because the author of meat is the author of the universe. The author of meat is the author of the animal. The author of your ability to eat meat is the author of the human. He didn't make you. Look, the reality is that an animal comes dressed to you in a certain form that you're accustomed to seeing, and you sit down to eat it, and it does two things. Number one, three things. Number one, it reminds you of God's providence and of his bounteous or bountiful love for man, even though we have certainly not earned it. That's one thing, and then it nourishes you, right? Because you need the proteins, and then the third thing's it's pleasing. Note that the things, for the most part, that contribute to longevity and enjoyment of life are pleasurable. Eating real chicken wings is one of them. Watch the 1973 Charlton Heston flick, Soylent Green, to find out where the Biden regime and the global cabalists, the Corona Doom pimps, where they're, why are they promoting all this? They're just conditioning you. Soylent Yellow is impossible meat and sausage. Soylent Red, they begin to introduce the babies and people that they executed and killed into it. And Soylent Green is all human all the time. That's basically the gist of the film. Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, always on air, always online at crusadechannel.com. Let me give you a couple of headlines here. This portion of the program brought to you by the Epic Times. We are one of the few and rare and proud Epic Times marketing affiliates. Please go to the Epic Times, and there's a couple of items in today's Pile of Prep. You'll start to notice when I use an Epic Times item in the Pile of Prep, I now put an Epic Times logo icon next to it, and that links directly to the crusadechannel.com/epic, which will then forward you to the Epic Times website. So if you decide you're going to get a membership or you're going to subscribe to the Epoch Times digitally or get the newspaper, I get both, then the Crusade Channel will get credit for you signing up. So I encourage all of you, let's show the Epoch Times that there is a huge radio audience over here and a very active and cool one. They might even want to write a story about us. So use the link, crusadechannel.com/epic. Okay, headlines. Oh, you got to hear. What's so funny, Mrs. O'Connell? The Epoch Times, the little paper that could, the Crusade Channel, the little station that could. There you go. You got to hear, and we'll play this for you next hour. You got to hear Dr. Rand Paul getting up and, Senator Paul, if you woke up in the morning and you tried to be wrong, you would say what you just said. I got to say again, as the Emperor Fauci here, under the Emperor Biden, that there's simply no truth to the to this rumor that the National Institute of Health ever had anything to do with Wuhan or Woohoo or Wahoo or Kung Fu Zui or whoever you're saying there. It's just, it's not true, Senator. And I resent the fact that you keep saying that our regime is built upon some cooperation with the Chi-Coms. Now, we love the Chi-Coms, but we didn't cooperate with them on a corona doom. But Senator Paul is going like, you ain't getting away with it that easy. Nope, not gonna do it. We have the digital media files. We also have, did you people from Michigan know that your former sorceress, witch, demon siren governor, Granny Granholm, did you know that she was hired by the Biden regime? What is she? I think she's energy secretary now. You notice how all these retreads, all the Democrats, they just kind of coalesce. Anytime there's a Democrat in Mordor, they find their way through that proverbial revolving door where they knock down. You know, you think, what do? I got a job in government. Oh, that sucks. Yeah, it does. I'm a bureaucrat. But not today. Oh, no, I am a superstar. Look, I appear on MSNBC and Chris Matthews loves me. Granny Granholm. We have a digital media file with Granny Granholm in it today. So you Michigan governors, don't just go away and stop torturing and bedeviling the human race as they try and destroy all of you in Michigan. They just move up and graduate and then just try to destroy all the rest of us out here. Gas prices spiked to highest national average since 2014. According to AAA, the current national average price for 1 gallon of petrol is $2.99. Hey, yo, how much that gas be? $2.99, bruh. Well, wait a minute, man. When the orange man bad with president, we were getting it for like $1.79. Yeah, well, the orange man bad isn't president anymore. Well, he is, but we're not going to let him act like he's president. $2.99. That's just that's nearly a 9% jump since just last week, when fuel prices averaged $2.91. As people began to panic about the cyber attack that shut off the Colonial Pipeline, servicing 45% of all fuel stations along the East Coast, gas prices are expected to climb again in the next few weeks. By the by, you know, we used to have things here in America that happened seasonally. One of the things that happened seasonally, and it's coming up in 3 weeks, a little less than 3 weeks, is the annual kickoff to summer, the Memorial Day weekend, and the annual, and they used to call it this, annual, of course, the Corona hoax killed that. The annual summer driving season, all right? So gas futures are always going to be being purchased 90 days out in March, April, and May. So in March, you're buying June. In May, you're buying August and September. So they're always just, so right now you're buying August and September if you're buying 90 days futures. So right now you're projecting into the future what the what the price so supposedly at the pump's going to be. But they stopped doing that too. Even though they bought the big gas companies that bought the futures and they locked the price in, as soon as something like Colonial happens, what do? They jack the prices up. And they immediately begin raking in the cash hand over fist. Now, Mr. Chart, please, Tom Woods, that's a fair trade. That's just the free market working. It is good capitalism. It is all about private property. Again, not everything can have a monetary value placed upon it. And if it does, is there a containment mechanism to where something to where the common good may outweigh the need of the shareholders? Not anymore. So before you even get to Memorial Day, expect to see $3.20, $3.30 gas. It's going to go up about a dime every week.